And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 20th of January, 2016, January 20th, the day that we observe every 4 years as Inauguration Day. So it was on this day in 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." John F. Kennedy in 1961 said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." In 1969, Richard Nixon said, "We have endured a long night of the American spirit, but as our eyes catch the dimness of the first rays of dawn, let us not curse the remaining dark, let us gather the light." And in 1981, Ronald Reagan said, "Government is not the solution to our problems. Government is the problem." It's the birthday of the man who gave us the song "The Rock Island Line" and the midnight special "Shine Its Light on Me." Huddy Leadbetter, better known as Lead Belly, born in Mooringsport, Louisiana, on this day in 1889. It's the birthday of the poet Edward Hirsch, Chicago, 1950, who said, "When it comes to poetry, only emotion endures." The novelist and short story writer Robert Olin Butler, born Granite City, Illinois, 1945, author of a collection of stories entitled Tabloid Dreams, in which all the stories are based on actual headlines he had seen in grocery store tabloid newspapers. And it's the birthday of the novelist Susan Vreeland, born Racine, Wisconsin, 1946, who for 30 years taught English and ceramics in the public schools in San Diego. She left teaching when she was diagnosed with lymphoma, and 3 years later she came out with the novel Girl in Hyacinth Blue, which was a big bestseller in 1999. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Joan McIntosh, entitled Reading History a Year at a Time. Lord Byron died the very year that sperm were proved beyond all doubt to be essential to fertilization. No more virgin births. That year, Beethoven's choral symphony astounded the air. He was guided gently to face the audience that rose in an ovation he couldn't hear. Tears were everywhere. Who remembers J.L. Prevost or J.B. Dumas, or knows how they unraveled the mystery of sperm? That same year, workers finished the Erie Canal, and Simon Bolivar was proclaimed Emperor of Peru. The canal workers didn't know or care about Peru, nor did they hear the Ode to Joy. My great-great-grandmother was born that year, to later travel the length of the canal. 300 million sperm swim up the birth canal. A few thousand reach the oviduct. The ovum chooses one, on rare occasions more. Then, as usual, life went on. Joseph Aspden developed Portland cement, while the U.S. House elected John Quincy Adams when the voters couldn't make up their minds. A poem by Joan McIntosh, Reading History a Year at a Time, from Greatest Hits, published by Pudding House Publications and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.